Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jessie King. Anthony Davis and LeBron James had big nights as the Lakers took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, 116-98 over the Heat. Davis finished with a game-high 34 points, and James finished one assist shy of a triple-double, providing 25 points and 13 rebounds. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees closed out their American League wildcard series with the Indians 10-9. The Braves opened their National League wildcard series with the longest 1-0 game in postseason history. Freddie Freeman finally delivered a walk-off single in the 13th inning to complete Atlanta's victory over the Reds. Also yesterday, the Rays swept the Blue Jays 8-2, the Astros ousted the Twins 3-1, the Marlins bested the Cubs 5-1, the Cardinals topped the Padres 7-4, and the Athletics forced Game 3 by outscoring the White Sox 5-3. The league has announced that fans will be able to purchase a limited number of tickets to the National League Championship Series and World Series at Arlington, Texas. Major League Baseball will make approximately 11,500 tickets available for each game, with 10,550 fans spread throughout the ballpark and 950 in suites. In tennis, Serena Williams pulled out of the French Open because of an Achilles injury that cropped up during the U.S. Open semifinals. She doesn't expect to play again this year. U.S. Open runner-up Victoria Azarenka is also out after two rounds. She was ousted by Anna Karolina Shmidlova in straight sets, 6-2, 6-2. Men's defending champion Rafael Nadal reached the third round by beating American player Mackenzie McDonald, 6-1, 6-love, 6-3. And lastly, in the NHL, the Rangers have bought out star goaltender Henrik Lundqvist with 1 year left on his contract. Lundqvist joined the Rangers during the 2005-2006 season. He played in 887 games, won one Vezina Trophy, and led the Rangers to the 2014 Stanley Cup Final. I'm Jessie King.